I saw that movie, Five Nights at Freddy's. This is a song from it, from the movie. I saw that movie, and you know, it reminds me of going to the Chuck E. Cheese with my son years ago and seeing those animated creatures. And you know, some of the animated creatures in Five Nights at Freddy's were not so nice. I'm Scoot on the air. Happy Halloween. You know, the idea that there are evildoers lurking in the dark on Halloween with the intent of harming young children who are innocently trick-or-treating fits the macabre ambiance of Halloween. News stories of children dying from eating poison candy that they received trick-or-treating on Halloween night have appeared in the credible media. The fear of children being given poison candy or edible items with needles or razor blades on Halloween dates back to the industrial age, but it really peaked in America in the mid-80s. I was doing the morning show on B97 in the mid-80s here in New Orleans, and during that time, I recall promoting that a local hospital was offering parents the opportunity to have their children's Halloween candy X-rayed free. And I remember promoting this on the air. And I really truly believed that this was a problem. Now, at the time, there were legitimate concerns that, like, people were putting stuff in candy. And this was a great opportunity to get your kids' candy X-rayed. Well, how did all of this start? How did this become reality? Well, how did this become perceived reality? In 1970, the New York Times published an article that claimed those Halloween goodies that children collect this weekend on their rounds of trick-or-treating may be more horror than happiness, and that included incidents of possible tampering. Before Halloween in 1982, there was the whole tampering of Tylenol bottles in Chicago. And this was all over the news. Several people died after an unknown murderer put poison in the over-the-counter medication. The tampering of Tylenol was national news and added to the fear that even candy on Halloween was tampered. In 1985, ABC News and a Washington Post poll showed that 60% of parents in America at the time believed their children would be injured or killed by Halloween candy that had been tampered with. With all the media coverage from credible reports that children had been the victims of Halloween candy that was tampered with, laced with poison or whatever, the fun activity of trick-or-treating was shrouded in fear. But to this day, there is no evidence of any children dying as a result of Halloween candy being tampered with. The Halloween candy scare was nothing but a hoax, an urban legend. All of that credible information was based on nothing. So how did the stories gain so much attention in the media? Well, in 1959, a dentist in California, William Schein, he gave candy laced with laxatives to some kids that were trick-or-treating. No harm was done to the children, it was actually reported, but the dentist was charged with outrage of public decency and unlawful dispensing of drugs. But again, laxatives, it didn't really hurt the kids. No kids died. In 1964, a woman who was really angry, she's from Long Island, she was really angry, she handed out packages of items that were not for human consumption. Steel wool, dog biscuits, and ant poison. The ant poison was clearly marked poison. No children were injured. And the woman was prosecuted and pleaded guilty to endangering the lives of children. That same year, there was a report of lye-laced bubble gum that was handed out in Detroit and rat poison that was given out to trick-or-treaters in Philadelphia. But neither of those reports were substantiated. In 1970, a 5-year-old boy, Kevin Totson from Detroit, died after finding and eating his uncle's heroin. So to cover up the kid eating the uncle's heroin and dying, the family made up this story that the kid ate poison-laced Halloween candy. But that wasn't true. But it was reported that what the family said, that it was the Halloween candy. But the kid was dead because he consumed the uncle's heroin. In 1974, an 8-year-old boy in Deer Park, Texas, died after eating cyanide-laced pixie sticks that his father put in his pile of Halloween candy. Ronald Clark O'Brien gave his son poisonous candy to claim a recently purchased life insurance policy on his son. O'Brien was convicted and executed in 1984, 10 years later. This was one of the big stories. This 8-year-old boy died of cyanide-laced pixie sticks. But the father did it. The father did it for the purpose of getting a life insurance policy taken out on the kid. But that got a lot of attention. It got more attention. The pixie sticks being laced with cyanide got more attention than the truth. In 1978, a 2-year-old boy in Flint, Michigan died after eating Halloween candy, and initial reports promoted the idea that the candy had been laced with poison. But toxicology reports revealed no evidence of poison, and the child sadly died of natural causes. But the story was still out there initially that the kid died because of Halloween candy. In 1990, a 7-year-old girl in Santa Monica, California died while trick-or-treating, and poison-laced candy was blamed in media reports. But the young girl died from an enlarged heart. The media ran with these stories of children allegedly dying from tainted Halloween candy because they were compelling stories and they fed into the mysterious nature of Halloween. But all of the stories proved to be totally false. And even with zero evidence that children had actually been poisoned by unknown strangers lurking Halloween night, media outlets ran with the stories. All of these cases where children actually died were the result of a familiar adult putting poison in the candy, or the children died of natural causes. Fortunately, the media no longer reports these stories of tainted Halloween candy, and the media, I guess, is too busy publishing tainted stories about politics. But the fact that the media did report as fact so many stories about the evils of Halloween candy, it's just a reminder that the news media, the goal is entertainment. Whether it's a newspaper, a website, a social media platform, a broadcast, cable TV, or radio stations, the whole idea is to talk about things that attract the largest possible audience for the purpose of generating revenue. And it's really a sad testament to the media that false stories about Halloween candy got so much attention. You know, maybe it's comforting to know that all of the fear about poison-laced candy or evil figures out there lurking on Halloween was just a hoax. But nevertheless, there's a possibility of copycats. And people can copy the idea of doing this because the information's out there that the stuff was reported and you know, people gave it a lot of attention. So there could be copycats. So I would just suggest that you inspect all of your kids' candy. And if something looks like it was opened, you know, throw that away. It's wise. I know it's sad, but it's wise not to accept homemade treats from anybody that you don't know. So, you know, be cautious, because, you know, there could be some copycats that go, yeah, well, maybe it didn't happen before, but I'll do it now. But really, the greatest chance of children dying on Halloween is being hit by cars, because there are a lot of kids in neighborhoods and they dash out in the street and unfortunately they get killed. Really, not only for young kids, but up to the age of 17, the best chance of dying on Halloween is not from candy or razors and apple blades or razors and apples or anything like that. It's from being hit by cars. So I'm glad we set the record straight on that. And the blog that I wrote about this, Tainted Halloween Candy, Real or a Hoax, it's posted on our website, WWL.com. It's also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and you can comment on it there. You know, these are a few of the stories that I've researched and found. There are other stories out there, but these were some of the main ones that were getting a lot of attention that really created this whole frenzy. But, you know, shame on the media for going for the sensational headline of Halloween, poison-laced Halloween candy killing kids, when in reality, it never happened. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we will be back with more of your comments here Halloween afternoon on WWL.